two special events, the showing of Follow Me, the Yoni Netanyahu story. That's at 3 p.m. And then Marty Goetz in concert, 6 p.m., all at the Grove Avenue Baptist Church on Ridge Road in Richmond, Virginia. That's a huge afternoon and evening.
We're going to have a fun time with everybody just worshiping together, coming together, and showing that we really mean when we say we support Israel.
And if you're not in the Richmond, Virginia area, go to followmethemovie.com, followmethemovie.com, and check out how you might be able to connect and see that film. Follow Me. All right. Well, Paul Claussen joining us here today, the executive director of the Hope for Israel Relief Fund. Thank you so much. And friends, again, become a partner with us as day after day we're preparing the way of the Lord for Israel's final hour. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Give to those who are in need. And I'm not going to ask any further for this ministry today. Thanks. God bless you. Be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. Those of you who heard our afternoon program with Paul Williams, and if you didn't hear it, it's available on our website, archived at 3 o'clock this afternoon. You want to hear it. Paul Williams is talking about the Islamic terrorist training camps. Here in America, there's a couple of dozen of them. They're financed by the CIA, where they take the black Muslims out of our prisons and train them in automatic weapons and violence and revolution. Now, nothing's happening. They're just there, but dozens of them across America, and you've never heard of them. Paul Williams has been there. He's written about them. And then, of course, we have our troops, 90,000 American troops, 46,000 or 46,000 NATO troops, 100,000 contractors, 350,000 Afghan troops and police were financing over there in Afghan to fight the 50 members of Al-Qaeda. That's all there are. You can check it out. Go to on the Internet and type in Google Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, only 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Why do we have all those 650,000 people over there to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda, 600,000? Well, somewhere in that neighborhood, about 500,000, I guess it is. And then, of course, as you know, Israel recently released 1,027 convicted terrorists. To get back one soldier, 400 of the 1,027 convicted terrorists were murderers or multiple murderers. Why would you release 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier? Well, nothing as it appears to be. There is something else going on. And, of course, what's really going on is the prophecies and the fulfillment of the prophecies made thousands of years ago. And until you understand there is another force, another direction, another dimension out there, nothing going on makes sense. And that's why we have with us this evening Pastor Billy Crone, who's going to be talking about prophecy, the fulfillment of prophecy, which is what you're really seeing today. And if nothing makes sense, that's because it doesn't make any sense unless you understand that, of course, all of these things were planned and decreed thousands of years ago. Pastor Billy Crone, thanks very much for being with us, and you go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's always a joy to be on. And boy, it sounds like we're heading for wars and rumors of wars, and it's almost like the Bible talks about that, and of course it does. And you're absolutely right, Dr. Monteith, and it's such a privilege to help people understand what really is going on. It's not that we have some secret information. The information of what's really going on in our days has been in the Bible, and has been sitting there for some passages 2,000 years, some 2,500 years. It's been right there for us, telling us what's going to happen specifically in the last days. And it won't make sense. And a lot of this stuff doesn't make sense. But when you figure out that God is the one that told you this is what's going to happen, why are these people doing these nefarious deeds that you open the programs with? Well, because the Bible says that there's going to come a day when the whole planet is going to be come under a one-world government. Well, how are you going to get the sovereignty of nations to that? Well, you got to create a crisis, because if you create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. And little by little, step by step, once you understand the big game plan that only comes by looking into the Bible and the Scripture, then it begins to make sense. Well, that's why they're doing it. And so the stuff that seems to be nonsense starts to make sense. And that's what we do, and we try to provide as much information as we can scripturally, but we back it up with current events. So you can see that the Bible is not some myth, it's not some antiquated book that has nothing to do with today. It's completely relevant, and it will provide the means and the direction and the answers you're looking for as to why our world is so messed up and getting worse.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is going to get worse. The America that you and I have known, the wonderful utopian America, is gone and it's not coming back again. But we are going to see the unfolding of these ancient prophecies, which Pastor Billy Grohn will be talking about this evening. And of course, these are all, this whole series of programs is actually recorded on video, which we carry, DVDs, which we carry, which you'll want to obviously get.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly one of the disciples came to Jesus and said, you know, when will we know that you're going to be returning? And Christ told him there will be wars and rumors of wars. There are going to be famines and pestilence and earthquakes and all of these things happening. And he talked about very, very shocking times. They would certainly earmark the time when our Lord was going to return. Now people say, well, but there's always been wars. There's always been rumors of wars. There's always been earthquakes. But of course, Jesus talked about signs from the heavens. But I will tell you, there's never been a famine, so a worldwide famine as we're facing. There's never been the cataclysmic earthquakes that we're seeing now, and they're increasing in frequency and ferocity. And of course, then there is the question of, what are these signs from the heavens? Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, I think one of the most obvious ones, if people are paying attention, I think that's just it. This stuff is being reported on the news before our very eyes, folks, repeatedly. You don't really have to go digging that far. It's just, it just goes in one ear and out the other because you don't put it together with the biblical significance. And one of the biggest signs that's happening right now, folks, is with solar activity. And we talk about it, it's like, okay, wow, so the weird stuff going on with the sun. So what? Pass the chips. Is the game on yet? And that's how we've been cultured. We don't understand that what we just saw on the news and this big report that they brought in this expert scientist to tell us something weird going on with the sun, we don't get it. Well, folks, you need to get it because the Bible says that's exactly what's going to happen in the last days. Now listen to this. Revelation chapter 16 tells us that something unfortunate is going to happen to the sun, and you don't want to be there when it does. Revelation 16 says this, "Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the earth. The fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and the sun was given power to scorch people with fire. They were seared by the intense heat, and they cursed the name of God who had control over these plagues. But they refused to repent and glorify him." Now, this is, of course, during the seven-year tribulation, and it's towards the last part, if you look at the chronology of it, and it tells us that the sun is going to get turned up so high as an act of judgment from God that people are going to get seared all across the planet, and they're unfortunately going to curse the name of God. And so, again, that's the question. Well, that's happening during the seven-year tribulation towards the back half of it, okay? So do we see any sign in the sky, you know, in the heavens, like Jesus said, that the sun is getting hotter or turned up, so to speak? Yes, it is, and this is what I'm talking about. It's being reported on the news, but we don't put two and two together because we don't understand the biblical significance of it. Folks, right now, if you've been paying attention on the news, they're running programs about it. There's massive, huge, mega solar flares. Massive, huge sunspots. In fact, they recently reported a solar tornado, listen to this, on the sun's surface that was 125,000 miles high. Now, to give you an idea how big of a solar tornado that is, that's about half the distance between the Earth and the Moon. And that's a solar tornado going off on the sun. And there's all kinds of solar storms that are going off that experts are saying, and this is a quote, is getting ready to hit the Earth with a force of 100 million hydrogen bombs. Okay? The experts, folks, right now are clearly saying it is not looking good and something weird is going on with the sun and it's going to mess up the planet. In fact, we share with you, we don't just quote these reports to you, you get to see the actual interviews on the news of these people, these experts, these scientists who are saying this. Okay, we're not making it up. You'll see it with your own eyes. Okay, and one of the reports, they bring on this expert, and the guy poses a question to him. He says, should we be worried about the increase in solar activity that we see? And he says, well, we had a wake-up call just 2 weeks ago, a giant aurora, the northern lights as far as Michigan and Wisconsin. And that's just a warm-up, he said. It's a warm-up for 2012 and 2013 when we have the sunspot cycle. He said every 11 years, the North Pole and the South Pole flip, releasing a burst of radiation. But every 100 years or so, a monster tsunami from the sun emerges, which could literally cause trillions, not billions, trillions of dollars in property damage. It could, quote, paralyze the economy of the planet. Okay, not just America, but the whole planet. And then so the guy comes back to him, he says, well, but not from a physical perspective. You know, remember, because of the text says people are going to get fried. And he says, oh, yeah, physical perspective, yeah. He says, in 1859, and this is the actual news report. You can see it on the videos, folks, with your own eyes. We're not making this up. In 1859, he says, we had a gigantic solar storm, which knocked out telegraph wires back then, 150 years ago. He said if that were to happen today, it would knock out almost all our satellites, knock out power stations. There would be food riots around the country because refrigeration would stop. Airplanes would probably crash because they have no radar. It would paralyze the planet Earth. Okay, direct quote from the scientist.
Let me just point out, what you're really discussing is an electromagnetic pulse. Now, you can set one of these off with a nuclear bomb. That's only up a couple of hundred miles. Or you can get this from the sun. And if we ever have another solar certainly a flare like they had in the 1850s, it would simply knock out electricity all across America. It would knock out our generators. It would knock out our transformers. And the difficulty is, they have no backup for them at all. And for some strange reason, we don't even manufacture these items today. They're all coming from China, or almost all coming from China. Well, a flare like Pastor Billy is discussing today would actually wipe out electricity, and we would go back to the way we were in the 19th century before we had electric lights. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, think of what that would do, and of course, it's, we know that, you know, whether man wants to do it with one of his bombs, we do know that that could happen, and that God's going to back it up regardless, because this event is going to happen. This is not a warning like, you better stop it, and I'll change my mind. This is going to happen. This is going to happen during the seven-year tribulation, and what's interesting is you were saying that, Dr. Monteith, I'm glad you interjected there. There's a, gosh, I forget the name of it. It just came out, some series or something on, once again, Hollywood, I believe, is preparing us for an eventual reality, because I think that's part of their role, is there's this show on, and that's just what it is.
It's called Revolution, and it basically goes with the fact that suddenly the lights go out all over the world, and it's only been going a couple of weeks, and you have to ask yourself, why at this time in history are they suddenly putting this on NBC on every Monday evening? Fascinating, very good program, very gripping, but what is the secret message here? Is there a secret message? Is it just coincidence, or is it they're preparing us for what lies ahead? Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, I think they are, and you look at Hollywood, I mean, that's a whole other issue. Again, I really think that they're a great education tool to slowly but surely emotionally prepare us for what they're trying to prepare us for. And, of course, I think one of the big obvious ones is certainly when you look at the issue of the one world government that the Bible says coming down the pike, these people are working towards, because what comes with that one world government is a big brother society, and where we are going to be tracked and tagged and monitored every aspect of what we do. And you look at many of the Hollywood movies out there, that's exactly what they're preparing us for. We're getting used to these, you know, ooh, that was cool, Tom Cruise, you know, the Minority Report and all that stuff. Now he's being tracked, and he goes into the department store, and they do a retina scan, and they start advertising these selective programs to him. Folks, we have that technology right now, and they're trying to put all that stuff into place, and a lot of it already is in place. Okay, they're preparing us for the future. But, again, that program, the Revolution thing, I haven't seen myself, but just the premise of it, hey, folks, if you want to get a little sneak peek, at least Hollywood style, for what is going to be coming to this planet, maybe that's a good thing you could check out. Okay, but it's really going to happen, folks. The planet Earth is going to be completely paralyzed by this one event. And again, this is just one event in the seven-year tribulation, okay, of one little day. Jesus said of that event, of the seven-year tribulation, he said it's going to be the worst time in mankind's history, okay, and that it's so bad that unless God shortened that time frame, nobody would survive. And you're thinking, if you realize that this isn't the first time that God judged the planet, he did it before with the flood of Noah. And you're thinking, wow, that's a pretty serious time there. I mean, only eight people escaped that one. Why would Jesus say that the seven-year tribulation is the worst time in mankind's history? You'd think that the flood of Noah was. No. You need to understand, the flood of Noah happened very rapidly, very quickly, and it was over, okay? And but the seven-year tribulation is for 7 years. Okay, and it goes on and on and on. Not just one day, not just 2 days, not just for a week, not just for 1 year, but 2 years, three. For 7 years nonstop, all these things begin to happen. This judgment from the sun, the rise of the solar activity, so it gets cranked up that it literally begins to fry people on the planet. It's just one thing. There's going to be a global war. There's going to be a global famine. One-fourth of mankind is going to be killed by the sword, by famine, by plague, by wild beasts. There's going to be a massive persecution. There's going to be an earthquake. I'll get that in just a little bit. That's so huge. It just literally every mountain and island is removed from its place. And then you move into, that's the sealed judgments. Then you move into the trumpet judgments. One third of the earth and grass is burned up. One-third of the sea dies because of an asteroid. I'll get to that in a second. One-third of the rivers, the fresh water, becomes bitter because of a comet that smashes by the Earth or goes by the Earth. One-third of the sun, the moon, the stars are struck. Satan, oh, this one's horrible. Satan releases a demonic horde of locusts, and people are tortured for 5 months. That is a very graphic passage. Four angels are loosed from the river Euphrates that are prepared for that day, month, and hour. Another one-third of mankind is killed. And it just goes on and on and on. It's just horrible, folks. And this is my point. That is just one little piece of one little day of one judgment that Jesus says, look out for. When you start seeing these signs in the heavens, these great fearful events, you better wake up. Because you think it's bad now, you ain't seen nothing yet. And that's just one little piece of the 7 years. The second thing that we see from the heavens as a sign, I truly believe that Jesus is letting us know that it's getting close. He's coming back, folks. Okay, is the rise of not just solar activity, but an asteroid impact. And once again, Hollywood is getting in the act. They're preparing us for this, folks. They've made all kinds of, you know, mega blockbuster movies about an asteroid. But they always have the humanistic view that, you know, in the last moment, mankind saves the day. So, folks, you need to read the Bible. One of these babies is going to get through, and it's going to be a huge one, and it is going to utterly decimate the planet.
And hold that thought for just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Major events are going to happen, and a lot of them are not making sense unless you understand that there is a spiritual process, there is a spiritual dimension, God is real, the things that are happening are prophesied, and you better know the prophecies and make plans for them, and you better have a personal relationship with our Lord, Jesus Christ.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Dr. Stan and Pastor Billy is talking about this asteroid, we're told from the scriptures, is going to hit. It's going to hit the ocean. It's going to create, of course, when that hits, there'll be massive, certainly tidal waves. And Pastor Billy, if you have not seen his DVDs that go along with his sermons, they are really excellent. And he has all sorts of wonderful footage. As I watch them, I wonder how he ever got a lot of this footage. But basically, of course, when he's talking about this, he shows you what happened at Fukushima in Japan. These massive tidal waves, people trying to outrun them, trying to get in their cars and outdistance them, and you can't do it. And, of course, this the massive destruction that occurred in Fukushima, which is simply minimal compared with what's going to happen when this gigantic asteroid crashes into the ocean. This is prophesied, and so are so many things that are coming to pass today. Pastor Billy, pick up the story.
Well, and the level of wave, Dr. Monteith, that's going to be created by the asteroid, according to the scripture, according to the Bible, smash into the ocean, the height of that wave is just literally unbelievable. And again, you, if you think that the one with the one in Japan tsunami that was bad, and it was, folks, I'm telling you, that's a birth pain compared to what's coming. That literally was a tiny little baby and little one compared to the huge one. Can you imagine if an asteroid as big as it's talking about here in the book of Revelation, smashing the sea, the size of that thing, the wave, I mean, we're talking hundreds of feet high. This thing is going to be huge. There is no escaping this. You're going to, well, I'm going to run the hills. It's going to overtake the hills. It's just going to be massive. Okay, and again, what's the context? That's just one little judgment of one little day, of one little piece, of a multitude of judgments over 7 years. It's going to be horrific. You don't want to be there. But another sign to indicate that we're living in the last days is the Bible talks about an increase of not just the rise of solar activity, which we're seeing today. It's all over the news. If you know what if you understand the biblical context, you can recognize, oh my goodness, this is happening. Also the rise of an asteroid impact. The Bible is very clear about it. One is going to make it through. It's going to devastate the planet. But the Bible also talks about the increase of volcanic activity. The planet is literally going to crack up. And when it cracks up, folks, it's going to trigger not just one, not just two, but it's going to trigger an unbelievable amount, simultaneously, an amount of volcanic activity. This is what we see in Revelation chapter 6. This is towards the beginning of the seven-year tribulation. Okay? And here's what it says. It says, I watched as he opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. And what happened after the earthquake? Well, it says, the sun turned black, like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red. The stars in the sky fell to the earth as late figs dropped from the fig tree. When shaken by a strong wind, the sky receded like a scroll rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Now, that's not even the biggest earthquake. The biggest earthquake that God's going to send as a judgment is at the end of the seven-year tribulation. But this one's pretty bad. It says clearly here, folks, that an earthquake is going to happen. And it's going to be so big, it's going to hit on a global scale, that this earthquake is going to cause every mountain and island on the planet to be removed from its place. That's huge. Not a portion of California. Not this section over there in Japan, outside of Tokyo. The whole planet, every mountain and island is going to be removed from its place. It's massive, okay? Now, notice the side effect that it mentions there. It said that the sun is going to turn black like sackcloth, and the moon is going to turn blood red, okay? You say, well, gee, that's figurative language. No. Most experts believe, folks, this passage is clearly, and I truly believe too, is to be taken completely literally. Because for the first time in mankind's history, thanks to this science of seismology, we now know this fits the perfect description of an after effect of an earthquake called a volcanic eruption. oftentimes, after an earthquake, it triggers volcanic eruption, okay? And we know this is common sense, because when a volcano erupts, what's it do? It, of course, we all know this. It spews forth massive tons of volcanic ash into the air, and guess what it does? It darkens the sunlight, almost like, geez, something's covering it, like maybe sackcloth. And at night, the moon will take on a different color, oftentimes a reddish color. And that fits exactly what the text is talking about. And so, again, that's the question. Okay, it's one thing for the Bible to say that. That's going to happen during the seven-year tribulation. But do we see any signs of weird volcanic activity increasing and escalating on the planet, showing us that we're getting closer to the seven-year tribulation? Yeah. And again, folks, this is another thing that's being repeatedly reported on the news over and over again, and it oftentimes goes in one ear and out the other, because we don't understand the biblical significance of these events. Volcanoes, folks, are not just going off all over the world here and there. They're going off all over the world, and they're going off right now. I'll guarantee you, right now as you're listening to this broadcast, volcanoes are going off.
I think it's important for people to understand, yes, we've always had earthquakes. Yes, we've always had volcanoes. Yes, we've always had tidal waves. But, of course, they're getting much more frequent and much more violent today. But, of course, if you have to listen to Pastor Billy's sermon in its context. And, of course, we know that we're approaching the end times because the children of Israel returned to their homeland. That was the key, one of the keys to this whole thing. And that happened in 1948. And it's the only people that have ever returned to their homeland after being dispersed. And something that happened because God intended for it to happen.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Yeah. Dr. Stan, and Pastor Billy is talking about volcanoes and talking about Yellowstone. Certainly, there's increasing, volcanic activity in Yellowstone, and this has the potential to certainly influence a tremendous part of our nation. Pastor Billy, you talk about, and you pick up with your story about the danger of further volcanic activity at Yellowstone National Park.
Well, and that's what the experts are saying. I'm not making this up. Listen to how big this thing is, folks, when it goes off. They said it would explode with a force of 1,000 times more powerful, not 100, 1,000 times more powerful than the Mount St. Helens eruption, if you recall that. And I believe back in 1980, and I think just blew off the side of the mountain and just major. This is one, imagine 1,000 of those going off. That's how big just this one explosion would happen from the Yellowstone supervolcano. Okay, and it would spew forth lava and ash into the sky that would fan out and dump a layer of toxic air and ash 10 feet deep up to 1,000 miles away, quote, turning two-thirds of the United States into an uninhabitable wasteland, forcing millions to flee. That's just the one going off, folks. Okay, it sounds like a little burp compared to what's going to happen, though, in Revelation chapter 6, because in Revelation chapter 6, the whole earthquake so big, every mountain and island is going to be removed. Not just that volcano is going off. There's going to be all kinds of volcanoes going off. Okay, now, and again, when you put this together with what we know of current modern seismology, we can get an inside peek of just how horrific this one earthquake is going to be in Revelation chapter 6 that said that every mountain and island is going to be removed from its place. Because remember, it's on a global scale, and it said the sun's going to turn black like sackcloth, made a goat here, and the whole moon's going to turn blood red. We share with you folks the actual graph from the USGS on this. And what's interesting is they have a graph of all the plate tectonics on the planet, which is all the fault lines where all the earthquakes are, right? Well, they also have it superimposed with all the active, not dormant, the active volcanoes across the planet with these red dots. We share with you the actual graph. And what's mind-blowing about that is when you take a look at that graph, all the red dots, almost all of them, folks, and there's tons of them, are all lined up in a mass quantity, literally lined up following the plate tectonics where the earthquake, the fault lines are on Earth, which tells you by looking at that map, when that earthquake goes off in Revelation chapter 6 and every mountain and island is removed from its place, it's going to wrench all these fault lines on the planet. And when it wrenches all the fault lines, we can now see where all the active volcanoes are on the planet. They're on those fault lines, which means it's probably going to trigger all, not just one, not just a super volcano here and there. All those volcanoes on the fault lines are going to go off all the planet. And if you get the video and you see the map we share with you from the USGS, there's a ton of them. Okay, can you imagine hundreds of volcanoes going off simultaneously all over the planet and spewing forth this lava and ash into the air? And some of these babies are super volcanoes, like we just talked about. Can you imagine what that would do? I would dare say that it's going to cause the sun to turn black like sackcloth and the moon blood red all over the planet. Gee, we've heard that before. It's exactly what's happening today. For the first time in mankind's history, folks, we have the technology to make this passage come alive. It's not just make the passage come alive to understand it. These are the things that the scientists are saying is going to happen any day now. And Jesus said, when you see this, when you see this increase of solar activity and weird things going on with the sun, when you see that the Earth is being threatened with an asteroid impact, and when you see this increase of volcanic activity, you better wake up because his return is getting close, okay? But that's not all. The Bible also talks about how we know that we're living in the last days and things are getting close, folks. The seven-year tribulation is you're going to see an increase of global catastrophes, okay? Not just the volcanoes and various things, but I'm just talking weird things going on with planet Earth. The prophet Joel talks about this in chapter 2. He says, I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. In other words, obviously you don't want to be there. Okay, it's dreadful. Okay, but what we see in this text is that God is not only going to show us signs in the sky that we just talked about, that he's getting ready to judge the planet. Okay, he's also going to do it, it says it right there, on the earth. Okay, not just in the sky, but on the earth. And so again, that's the question. That's the logical question. Do we see any signs that the, not just sky, but the earth is also going through some weird, aberrant behavior, letting us know that God possibly very well is getting ready to judge us real soon. Mm-hmm. There is. And the first sign, folks, is the rise of absolute weird weather. Okay? Job talks about this in Job 37. He said, God's voice is glorious in the thunder. We cannot comprehend the greatness of his power. He, God, directs the snow to fall on the earth, and he, God, tells the rain to pour down. Now, the Bible says, contrary to what secular society would say, the Bible says that it's not Mother Nature who's the ultimate weatherman. It's Almighty God. He controls the weather. And it's not just the rain and the snow. If you look in the Bible, God uses weather and controls weather, and oftentimes he uses weather as an act of judgment. Okay? Genesis chapter 7, God caused the world to flood. Okay? Genesis 19, he caused fire to come down on Sodom and Gomorrah and destroy those places. Exodus 9, he caused hail and thunder and lightning upon Egypt. In Exodus 14, he caused the wind to divide the Red Sea. Joshua chapter 10, he caused the sun to stand still. Judges 6, he caused dew to form on Gideon's fleece. 2 Kings 2, he caused a whirlwind to carry up Elijah into heaven. 1 Samuel 12, he caused rain in answer to Samuel's prayer. 1 Samuel 7, he caused a storm to confuse the Philistine army. And Matthew 27, he caused darkness to fall at the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And the reason why I bring that up as an example is because most people, and dare I say, unfortunately, even Christians, think that when it comes to the weather, it's only and just a naturalistic explanation. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, yes, man may even manipulate weather. We talked about that earlier, modern technology. We do have that technology to do that, to steer hurricanes, do all kinds of things with weather. But the overarching principle is God, okay? And what we see in the Bible is God will use weather to get our attention. God will use weather as an act of judgment. So that's the question. Do we see any signs of weird, wacky weather on the planet lately that very well could be a wake-up call from God, letting us know that judgment is around the corner? Yes. In fact, again, I quote the scientists, not just with the rise and the increase of solar activity, not just with the increase of asteroid impact, volcanic activity, and the scientists are warning, it's getting close, something weird's going on. Folks, the scientists are admitting when it comes to planet Earth and this weird weather we're having, something is wrong. And I quote, they're warning the world to prepare for extreme weather. And they said this, 2010 through 2011 brought extreme weather not only to the United States, but the entire world. Record-setting rain triggered massive floods and mudslides from Australia to Mexico. Bold, shattering blizzards brought minus temperatures across most of North America. Earthquakes, heat waves, floods, super typhoons, blizzards, landslides, droughts killed at least 250,000 people in 2010 alone, the deadliest year in more than a generation. In fact, more people have been killed worldwide by natural disasters in 1 year alone than had been killed in terrorism attacks in 40 years combined. And that's the tip of the iceberg, folks. Okay, they are taking a turn for the worse. Let me just give you a couple examples of that proof that we provide for you. In 2009, there were 1,146 tornadoes in the United States. In 2010, there were 1,282 tornadoes in the United States. In 2011, there were 1,691 tornadoes in the United States. In 2012, the experts are saying we're on a pace to far exceed that. Okay, it's getting worse. Okay, in fact, we even share with you once again the graph showing, and it's a graph that is talking about global natural disasters on the planet, and it's a chart, folks. We're not making this up. These are from the experts. Okay, it just happens to agree with what the Bible says is going to happen. Okay, and it's from 1952 all the way to 2009. This particular graph that we show, and you can clearly see that this is not just some flash in the pan. This is, whoa, that was a bad couple of years we've had lately around the globe. You can clearly see on the chart there, folks, we share it with you on the videos, that it is going in a upward escalating trend. It's just out of control, okay? And that's what the experts are saying. We just share the information with you. But believe it or not, experts are saying, folks, it's going to, shocker, get worse. And that's what the Bible says, okay? And of course, back in just last year, it began with the flood in Australia that was so vast it turned an area almost twice as large as Texas into a disaster zone. Okay, that was just the one flood. And then earthquakes hit Argentina, Chile, Iran, Pakistan, other countries. Then they hit Burma, Pacific Islands, and just all over the place. They're going crazy. As you mentioned earlier, Dr. Montes, earthquakes are definitely happening all over the place. We saw the event in 2011 with the Japanese tsunami, and then it continues to get even worse. Then here came the tornadoes. The 2011, they called the super outbreak, which included five or four EF5 tornadoes and caused $6 billion in losses. And then just weeks later, you think, whoa, that was a pretty bad one. Then they had that another E5 tornado plowed through Joplin, Missouri. And that caused $2 billion in damage. And people were just in shock. And one person said, it's a sobering thing. This is interesting. That it's a sobering thing for even natural man to face up to natural disasters that don't make sense at all and hit randomly in the world. And people are scrambling to go, why is this happening? I mean, even the common person, not just the experts, the common person going, something weird is happening to the planet. Where is all this weird, wacky weather come from? And notice, again, like we had talked about with the pestilence, they don't talk about just flu anymore. It's these super flu. They don't talk about just these pesty bugs. It's super bugs. They don't say just, it's a virus. It's a super virus. And notice it's not just a volcano. It's a super volcano. And notice it's not just a tornado. It's a super tornado. I mean, everything has gone crazy. They have new terminology for them because they have to describe how they are obviously getting more obtuse and larger. They're not just bad weather. It's a super outbreak of bad weather, and it's continuing to get worse. In fact, experts are saying they're expecting all kinds of different disasters to come that we haven't even thought about, but they say you get the right conditions, it's going to happen. For example, geologists are warning that if they get enough heavy rains on Mount Rainier in Washington State, that, listen, it could cause, and this is one that they're expecting, it could cause a deadly, listen to this thing, 40-mile mudslide. Not 40 feet, not 40 yards, not 400 feet, not 4 miles, a 40-mile mudslide moving at 60 miles an hour filled with rocks and trees. That's a natural disaster that they're saying just sitting there could go off at any time. Some are saying that there's another fear of a gigantic volcanic mountain in the Canary Islands, okay? And if that were to go, okay, and then it slide off into the ocean right there, they say, listen, that could send an 80-foot-high tsunami slamming into the east coast of the United States at 600 miles per hour. See, this is the stuff that Hollywood's trying to give us a sneak peek, but the experts are saying these are actually events that could happen at any moment. That's how close things are getting and how bad things are getting on the planet. Then, of course, they've been talking about for a while now along the Mississippi. There's a quake there, the New Madrid Fault, and they said if that baby goes off, and there's been burps lately, if you've been paying attention, folks, they said that would cause utter devastation to America's heartland, literally changing the course of the mighty Mississippi, and would literally cause the ground to roll like the ocean, as it did when it last erupted in 1811, 1812, I believe. And anyway, but I like what one reporter said. We share these things. We share the updates. We share the reports. A lot of it's on video. You'll see the graphics, but you'll see lots and lots of video footage. But they said many Americans might think they live in one of the safest periods in the world of history. But do they? Why have so many natural disasters struck the planet this year, and what does it mean? Quote, it brings people to the question, the ultimate end of everything. Even the natural man who doesn't even know God is saying something bad is happening, and it's getting worse and worse. And folks, that's exactly what, again, the Bible said is going to happen. When you see all these things begin to take place, it's God's wake-up call. And again, this is just chump change. Jesus specifically used the terminology. He said all these things that he's mentioned, the rise of earthquakes and famines and pestilence and wars and fearful events in the skies and the solar activity and the asteroid impacts, volcanic activity, and now even with the weird, wacky weather, the global catastrophes, the natural disasters on a global scale. It's just a birth pain. Because when you read the Bible, you see that these are just small ones, little baby ones that we're experiencing right now, who, as devastating as they are, with all due respect to those who lost loved ones and homes and things of that nature, this is nothing. This is God's little wake-up call saying, hello, hello, okay, this one's bad, okay, but I'm giving you a shot across the bow. I'm giving you a heads up. Okay, you think this is bad? The one coming down the pike is you can't even dream, okay? And he's judging the planet for all the wickedness and evilness that's going on. People say, well, that's not right. What do you mean that's not right? How many times do you hear people say, well, God, what kind of a God would allow all this evil and suffering going on? He ain't going to let it go on forever. This is why the 7-year tribulation is coming. He is pouring out his wrath on a wicked and rebellious planet, okay? He is not the author of this baloney. Okay? And you say, well, why is he allowing to continue? The Bible says he's given people time to repent and to respond and being able to be forgiven through Jesus Christ and have a relationship with him to escape this time. God's made a way out of this mess. He's given people time, and praise God he's given us time. He, by all rights, he's the one who made this plan. He can nuke it and start all over he wanted, but he's given us time. He's not condoning this. The Bible says the more that people do this, the wicked that they do, nobody gets away with nothing. You think, what about those people who always get away? Nobody's getting away with nothing. The Bible's clear. His appointed man wants to die in this face judgment. You're going to stand before God. Hitler's going to stand before God. Every mass murderer on the planet's going to stand before God. The politicians who think they're getting away with all the blowing they're going on, they're going to stand before God. Everybody, myself included, is going to stand before God. Nobody gets away with nothing. Okay? But God is going to put an end to all this evil and mockery and baloney that's going on in this world. These people who are part of the Antichrist kingdom, who's pushing for this one world government and religion and one world economy, this mark of the beast, folks, they're the losers. You don't want to be in the loser camp. It's going to come forth, but they're going to lose. God, Psalm chapter 2 says he's up in heaven laughing at these people saying, excuse me, like you're going to overthrow me? I don't think so. Okay, he's going to put an end to it. But he gives us these little birth pains. He gives us these little signs to let us know it's getting close because he doesn't want us to be there, and you don't want to be there, especially when you take a look at the biblical text. But that's still not all.
Pastor Billy, we're running out of time. Right now, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your website. Now, we carry Pastor Billy's DVDs. You want to get them. Each one has five DVDs in it, part one, part two, part three. We have all of them. But how can people get to your website? How can they get to visit your church?
Well, you can go to our main media website at getalifemedia.com. That's G-E-T-A-L-I-F-E. media.com, getalifemedia.com, or if you're in the Las Vegas area, you can stop by personally. And at Sunrise Baptist Church, and our website is sunriselv.com, sunriselv as in Las Vegas.com, or you can just go to a search engine and search for my name, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N as in Nancy, E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And ladies and gentlemen, my wife and son went there when they were last in Las Vegas at a meeting of the National Association of Broadcasters. It's a wonderful church, but you'll really enjoy Pastor Billy's DVDs. Because, of course, it's not simply his talking. It is certainly the presentation and the fact there's a tremendous amount of video footage showing you what's really going on. Our guest has been Pastor Billy Crone of the Sunrise Baptist Church there in Las Vegas. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program. Pastor Billy, stay on the line here for just a moment more, and we'll be back in a moment.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice.
JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly you may even want to get the tape of this program. Fascinating information we get when, of course, we're off air, and you'll want to get the DVDs. You can call us at 1-800-544-8927. As for the Billy Crone Final Countdown DVDs, we have Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3, each with 5 DVDs in it. Fascinating information that you need to begin to grasp what's really going on behind the scenes today. And ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful America we've known and no longer exists, and it's not coming back, not unless there's a mass revival. And I don't see the average American really concerned, and they're not going to be concerned, of course, until everything that we value is gone and freedom as we've known it is simply a remembrance of things past. Well, this is the time when I need to remind you we're having an all-day seminar on the 21st of October. We're actually bringing in people from all across the country. The program is going to start at 8:15 in the morning, going to go to 6 in the evening. And, of course, every year people tell me how much they enjoy the programs, I think you'll enjoy this one. Of course, we're going to be serving lunch, so you're going to have reservations. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And I think everybody will enjoy this. Bring your friends, your family. That's the Radio Liberty all-day conference on the 21st of October. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will begin to explain what's really going on here. We expect you're going to want to get Pastor Billy's wonderful DVDs. We hope that you'll get my talks on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, or the talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan is available on DVD with a great syllabus, gives you all the documentations on Agenda 21. It is the agenda for the 21st century, for the destruction of Western civilization, and it's well on its way. Then we have, of course, the DVD on population control, the covert agenda, and basically when you see that, you'll understand they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. And, of course, you can actually get pictures on the Internet of certainly of the Georgia Guidestones, where they put up by a secret society. And, of course, there they call for maintaining humanity at 500 million. Maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Since we have a planet with about 7 billion people on, they're planning on killing off well over 90% of the world's population. Understand, this is real. It's not imaginary. These people know exactly what they're doing. They hate humanity because they worship a different God. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. Nothing really makes sense unless you understand the spiritual component of what is going on in America, indeed all throughout the world today. Then, of course, we do hope that you'll go to our website, and there it's radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. You could certainly read our newsletters. You could watch our DVDs. A lot of them are posted there. They're free. Why you can certainly listen to our radio programs. We do need your help to maintain our network. We have stations all across America, these programs this evening, programs in the afternoon, in the morning, on the weekends. Certainly we're on 60 or more stations, but we need your help to maintain them. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can get some of our products, or you can sponsor. Perhaps you have a product you'd like to sponsor on Radio Liberty. Whatever you can do, we'll appreciate it, because we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And the most important thing we can do is let people understand the spiritual component of everything going on today. Because if you look at unfolding events, they really don't make sense. And we started the program pointing out, why would Israel release 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier? And it's because, of course, nothing makes sense, and those who understand this whole war on terrorism is contrived, and of course it's going to lead to some terrible, terrible problems as we move into World War III.
Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Rosalind Peterson. And, of course, Rosalind has done a wonderful DVD we carry on geoengineering, but Rosalind has analyzed this whole concept of chemtrails and contrails, and certainly the effort to alter our atmosphere by global spraying, and certainly contaminating the atmosphere with aluminum and with aluminum oxide and all sorts of aluminum and other products that are being used to alter our weather. And that old adage, you know, poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the air, they're poisoning our children, but few people care. They're poisoning the forest, they're poisoning the trees. They're even dispensing pesticides that poison the bees. It's going on, it's not imaginary, it's very real. Good evening, Rosalind. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, good evening, Stan. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Well, so you have been telling us that there's some new things, exciting things that are coming up, so I'll just let you go right ahead and tell us about it.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to speak about this evening was agriculture in California. And there's been some programs on PBS Quest in recent weeks, and there's been other programs talking about agriculture and climate change. And one of the things that we find is that whenever there's something detrimental going on, we blame it on global warming, we blame it on climate change. It's an easy out to take rather than to really begin to figure out what's going on and what's really happening. And in California, many crops are beginning to be in decline. for a wide variety of reasons. And it should be noted that as we lose our honeybees, as we artificially put particles and chemicals into the atmosphere, as we initiate, for example, here in California, more around 30 weather modification programs conducted by the City of Los Angeles, conducted by Pacific Gas and Electric Company, a public utilities enterprise here in California, for those of you that live in other areas, and also by private individuals, private corporations. There's all kinds of things happening atmospherically that we are doing. And when we engage in those activities, whether it's producing man-made clouds that the jets produce, whether it's conducting atmospheric testing by the U.S. Navy or the U.S. Air Force in conjunction with NASA, whatever we're doing, we're harming the atmosphere. And when we do that, we're starting to see the consequences around us. And one of the things that we're starting to see is some agricultural crop losses in California.
And because California is one of the major sources of food for the entire country. This is what people don't understand. And you begin to change and modify the weather here, well, you're going to have a profound impact on the availability of cheap and economical food across the country. People don't understand there are at least 30 separate programs here in California to alter the weather. But if we certainly change the rainfall in California, then we alter the rainfall in Nevada and certainly in Utah. And basically, of course, as mankind tries to change and alter God's plan for humanity, why he's creating more and more problems. And I think we're going to see more and more problems as far as our agriculture, not only here in America, but all across the country. We've seen a tremendous drought in the central part of our country. Was that man-made or accidental?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Stan Roslin said there's a well over 60 weather modification programs across the United States today, where they're adding things to the air and certainly creating, and basically, of course, so the city and county of Los Angeles want to increase the snowpack in the Sierra, so they'll have water for Los Angeles. Certainly, PG&E wants, of course, to alter the water so that they can have certainly hydroelectric availability of electricity. Oh, certainly, so many of our major corporations, our cities, our communities, the government, the military, have programs for weather modification. And so many of them involve adding things to the atmosphere, precipitating rain. They have the ability to create hurricanes and to actually modify them. I understand this is not imaginary, it's real. Well, Rosalind's talking now about certainly what's happening here in California to the cherry crop. She pointed out that it takes 30 years if you plant a cherry tree for that cherry tree to mature and begin to produce good cherries at all. And, of course, a lot of the farmers now, as they're getting into problems certainly with their trees because of the weather, are thinking maybe about cutting down those trees and putting in grapes, which gives you a crop much earlier. But Rosalind certainly... Do you get any cherries off a tree before 30 years?
Yes, you do, but it takes a long time for the tree to mature and to begin to make a profit for the people that grow them. And so it isn't that the cherry is going to produce. It means that when you have a smaller tree, you're going to have a smaller crop. So as they get larger, then the type of crop production that they produce increases as the size of the tree grows, the crowns grow, and so we have to understand that some types of tree crops take a long time to produce, and this is true with almonds as well. But what I wanted to talk about is that in recent years, very recently, in the last 10 years, the cherry crops have begun to change, and they've been decimated in the last few years because they've had a lack in the San Joaquin Valley of fog. And it sounds unusual, but what's happening is that this lack of fog causes the cherry trees to have their flowers mature at different times. And when they mature at different times, they don't produce a nice broad crop. They have damages to the flowers. They may flower too early, they may flower too late, they may have deformed flowers. And this is beginning to have its impact on the cherry crop. And they're saying, well, it's from a lack of fog. Well, what happens is when we start to modify the weather with weather modification programs, we start to conduct upper atmospheric testing, and we also start to damage the beneficial atmospheric ozone layer that surrounds us, we're getting higher UV radiation coming down as well. And all of this can damage these trees, and it can cause, because we're changing the climate, we're changing the weather with our weather modification program, it can cause an absence of fog, thus really destroying crop production for a valuable resource, millions of dollars, in the San Joaquin Valley. In other instances, we're having a problem with the almonds because all of a sudden they're finding that salt is beginning to be a problem. And they're saying, well, lack of irrigation water, not enough water hitting the ground and diluting the salt, or the salt content of the soil getting higher is causing the almonds to not grow, the nuts themselves not to grow as large, and to be deformed as well, and it starts impacting the trees so that they don't produce enough. Well, the solution that's being stated is that, well, this is all to be blamed on climate change. However, when you're beginning to change the atmosphere, because you're moving rainfall and water from one place to another, you're conducting weather modification programs, and in some of those weather modification programs, they're using sea salt to as a particulate that they release into the clouds. The clouds will rain out faster in some areas, but this problem becomes that this sea salt begins to rain out over soil and begins to salt up the soil over a period of time. So what we're doing atmospherically, and whether it's in Texas, the Texas Weather Modification Board admits that they're using salt in their cloud seeding salt programs where they use salt. They're starting to use different things which are beginning to harm the soils and cause tree decline and lower crop production.
Well, now, for a time, they used to use sodium iodide. Are they using sodium chloride in place of sodium iodide then?
Well, what they're doing is they're getting sea salt from the Dead Sea. They're actually using salt particles that are mined from the Dead Sea and using those instead of silver iodide in some instances. So therefore, because it can cause the rainfall to rain out more quickly. So we're beginning, but you see the thing, the problem is you can't be dumping sea salt into clouds. And, or Bill Gates of Microsoft fame is funding a group that wants to do cloud whitening experiments, and one of the things they found was that salt whitens clouds. Well, eventually this is going to rain out, and it's going to salt up our soils and our fresh water supplies.
But because Bill Gates really believes in population control, he wants to kill off most of the population. What a wonderful way to do it in the name of, oh, we want to precipitate rain. Instead of using salt, getting the salt into the soil, and then, of course, we will have great famine because the soil will not produce. Does Bill Gates really, is he so stupid he doesn't know what he's doing? I don't think so. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. I think he just doesn't want the public to know, but that's my opinion. Go right ahead, Rosalind.
So we're putting up aluminum oxide. The U.S. Navy is putting aluminum oxide into the atmosphere. That's also having an impact on soils. More and more places are testing and they're finding high levels of aluminum in the soils and in the oceans where we have the whales. But we're beginning to find that what we're putting into the atmosphere, in other words, for various reasons, to conduct various atmospheric testing for military purposes or because cities and counties and states and private individuals are modifying the weather, are beginning to take a toll on agriculture crop production. So one of the answers in California is, we're going to just bring more water from the northern part of the state, and we're going to ship it down to the southern part of the state. Well, the thing is that with all of these weather modification programs ongoing, we're moving rainfall from one place to the other. It may mean that aren't going to have the rainfall in the northern part of the state to support the southern part of the state, and that the water is likely to be more salty because of incursion of salt water into fresh water supplies, and also because when you change the rainfall and the normal weather pattern that flow over the state of California, you're by artificially inducing rain or enhancing snow, anything like this, you begin to change the climate. When you change the climate, you also stress and impact the trees, and you're adding these particles and chemicals to the soil or reducing the amount of fog that you have. So the impacts can be tremendous. The answer is to begin to look at these different programs and to stop doing some of them because they're having a detrimental effect. But for our purposes, the government and the various state agencies want everybody to believe that this is just caused by global warming. It's a nice catch-all or climate change related to global warming, It's a nice catch-all phrase, but it doesn't address the true issues that we're seeing on the ground.
And I think, Rosalind, the tragedy is most people have no idea what's going on. Oh, we have an idea that sometimes they can actually make things rain, you know, they can see the clouds. They don't understand the number of programs and certainly the devastating effect of many of these programs. They don't know what they're going to do. And now we see the alteration of our climate. We see the alteration, certainly, of our rainfall and ice. And basically, this can have a devastating effect on our crops and certainly on agriculture production, but it can have a devastating effect on the individuals. We know it's having a devastating on the effect on the whales because the amount of aluminum in the blubber of whales, they've checked on all five oceans, and the amount of aluminum in the blubber of whales is up something like 2,000%. And this is going to have an effect on the whales because the aluminum has an effect on fertility. It is carcinogenic. It affects all the tissues in the body. We're destroying the whales, and there's no outcry. People don't understand what's going on, and they don't understand the terrible, harmful effect of the weather modification programs on humanity in America and throughout the world today. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that these are very advanced programs. They're certainly concealing the truth from the American people. And there really are people out there, if you've heard my talk on Agenda 21, who have a different agenda, who look upon humanity differently. We're not concerned about the damage to humanity, to the crops, to the children. They have their own agenda. They believe there are too many people in the world. How are we going to limit the world population? You need to go to Elberton, Georgia, and look at the Georgia Guidestone, the monument erected by a secret society in Elberton, Georgia. We'll be back in just a moment with Ross and Peterson. If you have a question, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
And I guess Rosalind Peterson is pointing out that basically, of course, they were getting enough aluminum into the soil. Now it's beginning to affect their roots. 50% of the arable land in the world is contaminated with aluminum. Is that a correct figure, Rosalind?
Yes, it is.
50% of the arable land in the world is contaminated with aluminum that has come from these spraying programs. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They're not stupid. But if you understand there is a population control agenda, and they really want, of course, to limit the population of the world, you can begin to understand how these things are happening. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment for Rosalind, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-188-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. A lot of these things sound, well, how could this possibly be? I mean, who would want to destroy the soil so that we couldn't grow food and the trees would die? But when you understand, ladies and gentlemen, there are people out there with a different worldview, people who actively want to limit the population of the world, people like Jacques Cousteau, who's talked about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. 350,000 people a day. If you'd like to get a copy of the UNESCO Courier when Jacques Cousteau makes that statement, we'll be glad to send it to you. We can begin to understand why these things are going on, why the American people are not being told about what's happening to our soil, and their dramatic and measurable increases in the amount of aluminum in the soil. Rosalind, how much, Sydney, has the aluminum in the soil increased?
It's probably increased thousands of percent because we're, like, for example, here in California, we're seeing unusual spiking of aluminum in drinking water supplies across the state of California. The interesting part is that this data comes from the California State Department of Health Drinking Water Division. And this is from looking at testing data for every single drinking water supply that's public across the entire state of California. And this data is beginning to show that these unusual spikes of aluminum showing up all over, if it's in our water, then it has to be in our soils. And in doing research on upper atmospheric testing, it becomes quite clear that the Navy, the Air Force, the military, private corporations and individuals are engaged in different, and universities
are engaged in upper atmospheric testing using aluminum, aluminum oxide, trimethyl aluminum. There's just a lot going on. And what I want to say to people is that you can test and check tree health. You can by checking the root system of your plants and your trees and the soil surrounding the root system, because the most easily affected region of aluminum toxicity is in the root of the plant or the tree. And the toxicity inhibits root growth. And once you inhibit root growth, okay, because you limit cell division, the root becomes brittle and stunted. And the small root hair development is poor enough so that it can become swollen and damaged. And this causes, this aluminum causes this extensive root injury, leading to poor nutrient and water uptake. So we have to really understand that when we put things in the atmosphere, particles, chemicals, and we conduct different experiments, it's having an effect on us, and it's having an effect on tree health and agriculture.
But don't the people who are doing these things, don't they have any idea what they're doing? Or is the military simply carry out their assignments saying, yes, sir, without ever stopping and thinking they may be killing or laying potential for killing millions of people?
Well, what it is that they have pasted their hope on the backs of genetically modifying things. In other words, the idea here is that, well, if we happen to destroy something for some reason, well, we can genetically modify or engineer it, fix the problem.
But of course, ladies and gentlemen, how long will that take? It takes 30 years. They destroy the cherry trees. They get a new cherry tree. It takes 30 years. But what happens, of course, with those? If the root systems won't take hold because of the contamination with aluminum. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY-46-4295. This is not happening just in California. It's happening all across America. It's happening all across North America. It's happening all across the world. These wicked people, in my estimation, know exactly what they're doing. I think a lot of the people in the military are just carrying out orders, but of course we can't trust those orders.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%.
However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Roslyn Peterson. And our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, Roslyn has done some amazing research on this. She has over 40,000 different references to various government studies and university studies and certainly other studies that have been done of these experiments, this contamination of our atmosphere. But you're never going to hear about this to the regular media because the media is controlled. The last thing they want is for the American people to know that they're poisoning the soil and they're poisoning the water and they're poisoning the air, and few people care. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, Roslyn, how can people get to your websites and get access to the amazing studies and information that you have there?
Well, if everyone will go to the AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org website.
AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org. .org. Go ahead.
Yes, and if you go to the category section, you can look up information on aluminum, you can find weather modification, you can find the Texas Weather Modification Program where they talk about using salt. There's lots of information that you can find on these topics, and you can find in the aluminum section discussions of aluminum toxicity, working on genetically modified crops. But the problem is you're not going to be able to genetically modify all of your trees, the various types of trees. You're not going to be able to genetically modify our forest lands. All of this is going to come under the stress and succumb to aluminum toxicity and other problems associated with that. So, in other words, to save a few crops isn't going to feed the world because we make them aluminum resistant or resistant to salt. What we have to do is begin to put a stop to the programs that are adding this to our soils and begin to look at cause and effect and say, look, it's not all global warming. We can't blame everything on climate change and global warming. We have to look at our programs and decide that we don't need these programs, because otherwise we're going to be missing a lot of the foods and a lot of the plants and crops that make life possible here on Earth.
And I think this is vitally important, but people find it so difficult to believe that this could be going on, and we're not hearing about this every single day, certainly on television or on the. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, the reason you're not hearing about it is because they don't want you to know that they're intentionally destroying our crops, they're intentionally destroying our air, they're intentionally destroying our water, they're intentionally destroying the whales. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you really need to get Roslyn's material. Now, we do carry some wonderful DVDs. Of course, we carry Roslyn Peterson. She gave a talk 2 years ago here, I guess it was just last year at our annual conference, and Sydney, it's called Geoengineering. An excellent DVD. It's available from Radio Liberty. We have a DVD on What in the World Are They Spraying? another DVD on why in the world are we spraying. We have another DVD as weather as a means of warfare, the weather a means of warfare. They're all available from Radio Liberty. We want you to get the information, but we want you to go to Rosalind's website and get pull down her information, begin studying it, and help us to get it out. It sounds so ridiculous, of course, when you first hear it. But when you go and you look and you realize that they really are all across America, at least well over 60 programs for weather modification. And that, of course, is just what we know about. Then all of these classified government programs. Well, let's go to, we've got Michael calling us from Michigan. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. It's late back in Michigan. It's after midnight. But Michael, thanks very much for calling. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Rosalind, I got a question for a couple of them probably for you. Appreciate what you're doing. Kind of depressing listening to all this. So,
well, don't be depressed. Get angry and get help us get the information out. Michael, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering if it was possible, Rosalind, if you could somehow maybe put together some sort of soil test kit that you could sell on the air or whatever, that we could get to test our soil and see where we're at in the different places and how high the levels are.
There's two places that you can go immediately. Every city, every county, every state has many facilities that test drinking water. They test soils, they test drinking water for wells, they test drinking water for public utilities, and these companies, their analytical labs where they test for water and soil, are available in almost every county and every state, because any time that someone wants to test a drinking water well for sale of property or different things, these laboratories are there. So you should be able to find the test laboratories in your area. They're certified by the state and the federal government. You can call the county ag commissioner to come out and take tests on your soil if you're having problems, because they will look at aluminum and other types of toxicity in your soil to see what's going on, not only with your plants, but your trees. If you're having problems,
yeah, the trees don't look right. The trees, they don't look right. They're not the same as they used to be. This year we had 10% apple crop here in Michigan, and the cherry tree crop was no good either. And so I was just wondering, maybe if they said it was because of the weather, and I don't think we can trust them, so I'm thinking maybe it wasn't the weather, because it's awful strange. We never have no trouble like this, and now all of a sudden we have no apples and no cherries.
Well, let's get Rosalind's opinion. Certainly, what part of Michigan are you from, Michael?
Well, I'm all over. We got places up in Flint and Traverse City and Cadillac.
So basically, Flint, Detroit, that area in there. So basically, what would you say, Rosalind? Certainly, Michael's saying that the tree crops aren't doing there well, and they're being told, "Oh, it's a global warming." Well, we know that's a phony excuse. But basically, do you think that they could be? What should Michael do? Should he get a soil tested for aluminum? What would you tell him to do?
Well, I would have him test his soil. If the trees are not looking quite right, that would be one of the things. I'd find out the acidity of the soil, find out what chemicals are in the soil. I would also begin to look at the weather modification programs that are ongoing in the western states, which could change the weather in Michigan as well. And this is an area where we're conducting a whole lot of atmospheric experiments, and when we change the weather in one area, it can change the weather in an adjacent state or county. It can cause drought in one area or too much rain in another. So we have to look at these weather modification programs and know that these are causing problems for, as these weather fronts move across the United States, this is causing different kinds of problems. We've got Canada modifying the weather as well. So you could have impact from various areas that would cause problems with your crops.
Well, Roslyn, the thing is that how can people find out what's really going on? My understanding is that everything that the government is doing, or almost everything, is classified and secret, and we can't find out about what a lot of these programs are. Is there any truth to that? In other words, they say, well, it's all classified, we can't tell you, or certainly are all of these programs quite open and available to the public?
Many of them are open and available to the public because the Air Force talks about them. They talk about hurricane modification, lightning experiments. We know that there are 66 ongoing programs, according to NOAA. So part of what happens is you have to do a little research on the Internet, which is what I've done, and put together the various information that where you can show the programs and say, hey, are these programs affecting our climate and our weather in our area? And not just take it that these are all blamed on climate change and global warming as a whole, and therefore people are just supposed to take it. I don't agree with that at all.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Michael, I will tell you that the trees where I live here in the central coast of California have changed. We have something called sudden oak death. And we live in an area with beautiful oak forests, and suddenly all the trees are dying. And I've seen literally dozens and dozens of dead oak trees, and suddenly I'm sure that those are just along the road. This whole forest is dying, and it's only happening within the last couple of months. Anything else, Michael, you wanted to ask before we let you go?
Yeah, I got a couple oak trees out in the front yard. They're not looking very good, but Michigan, you know, I lived here pretty much all my life, and I've been all over the United States and stuff, but the climate was always in the summer, we would have 80. It was a very rare thing to get a 90-degree day or a week or two of that. We were over the 100, I spent a lot of time outside, and the sun is way hotter than it used to be, or something's going on with that.
Something's going on with the weather, Michael. Basically, what we need to do is get people to understand that they're altering the weather. They're doing it intentionally. They know how to do it. They have these programs, and they do not want the American people to know what they're up to.
One more thing, Doc.
Okay, go ahead.
These bugs are out of control because we've had hardly no snow in the winter, and then the hot summers, and I've never seen so many bugs in my life.
There's, okay.
I've never even seen
people. Did you say frogs?
Bugs, yeah, lots of bugs.
Lots of bugs. He's talking about bugs.
No, I was talking about frogs.
It wasn't frogs, it was bugs.
Oh, lots of bugs?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah, the frogs, too, that's another thing. Up in Cadillac, the frogs, I guess, the Cadillac has this explosion of frogs at the place over there on Popular Court, and that's by Lake Mitchell and Lake Cadillac. They're both connected, and they all come out on the road, and it's not like it used to be, and I hear stories of people saying that the frog population is dying off.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay, fine. Any comment on that at all, Rosalind?
Yes. I have a section on my website. Go to the agriculturedefensecoalition.org. I wrote an article on UV, higher UV radiation, and you will find an explanation there for the sun being hotter, feeling on the skin like you're cooking in the higher temperatures. And I would encourage you to look at the UV radiation section on my website, and you'll find some information there that would also might help you as well.
Okay.
Yeah,
Michael.
I just don't go outside. I'm done, but I just don't go outside that much anymore because I just know it's not healthy.
Okay, God bless, and thanks very much, Michael. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, we've only got a few more minutes before Rosalind will have to leave us and we'll have to leave you. But I think this is such a vitally important subject, and you need to get the information. Rosalind's DVD on geoengineering, the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? Another DVD, Why in the World Are They Spraying? And then, of course, the DVD on Weather as a Weapon. Weather as a Weapon by our good friend Bob Fletcher. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. It's real. And basically, they have the measurements, the incident, the level of aluminum in the blubber of whales has gone up 2,000%. The level of aluminum in some areas and the soil has gone up 1,000%. Is that correct, Rosalind? I want to be sure that the level of aluminum in the soil has actually gone up that much?
Yes, in many areas it has. It's a staggering increases. And one of the things we have to know is we have to put a stop to these atmospheric experiments and geoengineering experiments where aluminum oxide is used, because it's having a tremendous impact on soils and crops and crop production. So that's one area. And then the weather modification as well is not helping things either.
Okay, we've got Eric calling us from New York. Hi, Eric. Do you have a question or comment?
It's a comment. It's a positive comment. And you may be familiar with this information. You may not. It's about a gentleman named Trevor Constable. I don't believe he's alive anymore, but he was a fellow not too long ago. He did some research in ways to help out farmers in drought conditions. And the gentleman actually built a very successful series of devices that, with no moving parts, they're tubing, like copper tubing, different metal shards, and he was able to, from the ground, able to modify the weather. Well, I'm an engineer, and a few years ago I came across this information, and I'm checking out, and I've seen some verifications of it, and it's possible. Now, I'm not saying this is going to get rid of the chemtrail problem, but I know there are some communities where their farmers are getting together, very semi-secretive, and they're building these things, and they're...
But, Eric, this is not going to do anything about the massive spraying of aluminum that's contaminating the air, contaminating the soil, contaminating the water, contaminating the animals.
I agree with you. What I'm trying to say is that one of these devices can, at least for the area where they're set up, deflect and move the sky pattern away from the area where they
are. Eric, would you then please get me the information? My website is radioliberty.com. Get the information and send it to me. But this is not going to save all across the world where the spraying is destroying the environment. But please get the information on setting up these machines, and you can simply send it to radioliberty.com. And thank you so very much. And would you have any comment at all on what Eric was saying?
I don't have a comment because you can't. What he's talking about is not feasible for massive areas of the United States that are being hit by our atmospheric experiments.
That's exactly what my thought was. He seemed to want to change the subject to setting up these machines, and I can't imagine how this is going to influence the weather. But if it does, I'm quite willing to look at it. I hope that Eric will really send me the material on this. But it's not going to stop the destruction of our air. It's not going to stop the destruction, suddenly, of our soil and of our trees and of our crops and of our animals and of our fish. Our guest has been Rosalind Peterson. And this is such an important subject, ladies and gentlemen. Understand that there really is an organized effort, orchestrated effort, to destroy humanity, in my estimation.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the four tape for our conversation with Rosalind. We have a wonderful DVD with Rosalind. It's called Geoengineering. Geoengineering. We have a DVD called What in the World Are We Spraying? Are They Spraying? Another DVD, What? Why in the World Are They Spraying? And we have a DVD, Weather is a Weapon. We have a couple of four-tape sets on weather modification. We have a four-tape set on harp. We have a book on weather modification. We have a book on harp. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And this is a very important issue. A very important issue. And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand this, an organized effort to confuse you, to get you off on all sorts of sidetracks so that you can't see the forest for the trees. They're experts, and they will use talk radio to alter your perspective. So be very, very careful of who you listen to, because there is an organized effort to confuse the American people. Now, this is the time I have to remind you we're having an all-day seminar. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course here in the Central Coast of California, where I live. It's going to be start at 8:15 in the morning. It's going to go till 6 o'clock in the evening. We're serving lunch. We're bringing in speakers, excellent speakers from across the country. We hope you can come. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We hope you come and bring your relatives and friends. It's about 3 weeks from now, a little less than 3 weeks. And again, that's the annual Radio Liberty Conference at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And, of course, then if you haven't read my or heard certainly my talk on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret, we hope that you go to those websites, that you'll get the information, the syllabuses with them, that you'll help us to get the information out across America. There's an increasing awareness in America. Something is wrong, but people don't understand the sinister forces that are at work, nor do they understand the spiritual forces behind those sinister forces that want to destroy humanity. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not happening by accident. Read Revelation 6:8. Read Revelation 6:8, where they talk about the destruction of a quarter of the population of the world. Then read Revelation 6:9, where they destroy another third of the population of the world. They know what they're doing. It's not happening by accident. We do hope, of course, that many of you go to our website, radioliberty.com, or you can, of course, read our newsletters, or what you can listen to our radio programs there. They are archived, and certainly you can listen to them live, or you can listen to them, the archive programs. And then, of course, we hope that you'll certainly read our newsletters, and certainly watch the DVDs, there for nothing. Get the information and encourage others to understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political battlefield. Now, of course, if you heard the first hour, why, you heard about Pastor Billy Crone talking about his new series on the Final Countdown. This is a remake of something he did 4 or 5 years ago. But, of course, there were simply 10 DVD sets. In other words, there are 5 DVDs in a set, and there were 10 of them. This time, there are going to be 20 or 30 or maybe even 40 sets, but they're fascinating. Barbara and I have watched the first 3, and we recommend them to you. You can get them, and they're not that expensive, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you, if you're in a position to help financially, we're having some real problems at Radio Liberty, and we want to be able to maintain our stations, at least the network that we have. A lot of radio programs are having financial problems, and we're no different. But if you feel led to join the Radio Liberty family or help us, our number, 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.